Second question. It is said that each monk who knew Ajahn Chah, well, would describe him in a different way when asked. How would you describe him? Yes, I mean, Ajahn Chah he was many people. He could be fierce, he could be compassionate, he could be ebullient, he could be silent, he could be quite refined, he could be a bit coarse sometimes. I think he responded to people. And I think that remember, there's a difference when you see somebody kind of trying to pose as something, then it really comes across as phony. And Ajahn Chah never came across as phony or facile or shallow, and it was always there was some gravitas in whatever he was doing, whether he was kind of teasing you or he was kind of reaming you out. There was always a sense of so to describe him, and there's a good reason why he gets described in different ways, is because he really was a multifaceted personality, as most personalities are, really. But his was not tempered in terms of trying to be anything in particular. I think he had the freedom to be what he felt was, one of the things that comes across in my image or picture of Ajahn Chah is supremely compassionate and ready to respond to people and situations. He would be a different person for different people. I mean, he could be quite strict with some people. He'd be incredibly give space to different people, and so you never quite knew which Ajahn Chah you were going to get. Which always kept you on your toes, and if you weren't on your toes, then it wouldn't take long before he'd call you on it. Any questions on that? Yeah.
What does it mean to be on your toes?
Alert. Be alert. Be present.
If you
zone out, you're setting yourself up with Ajahn Chah.